From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Thai official overseeing the rescue operation of a soccer team trapped in a flooded cave says the boys have been practicing wearing diving masks and breathing. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's a group of school children singing outside the cave as authorities continue to look at options to get the team out. Cave diver Klaus Rasmussen says it's really impossible to teach all the proper diving techniques.
If you don't know how to swim and you're in a very black environment, which could potentially kill you inside a cave, it's not a good environment to learn in. So nobody will teach anybody a full cave course, but try and get them comfortable with the mask, comfortable with breathing, completely different.
As for swimming out underwater?
It is clearly that difficult. Yes, it is. We're talking kilometers of transport under the water, zero visibility.
And officials add the boys and their coach may not all be extracted at the same time, depending on their health. I'm Shelley Adler.
Denmark's prime minister says a letter from President Trump accusing NATO allies of not spending enough on defense focuses too much on figures. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lars Løkke Rasmussen says Donald Trump's letter didn't factor in what countries have done in terms of spending, demonstrating the president's unilateral focus on military spending as a percentage of the gross domestic product on defence. Rasmussen says Danes can be proud of their contribution to the common security, and the nation will stand tall at the NATO summit next week. In a letter sent ahead of a July 11-12 summit to several NATO allies in Europe and Canada, Trump demanded they boost their defense spending. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. ambassador to Germany, this is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, has told German carmakers that President Trump would suspend threats to impose tariffs on cars imported from the European Union if the EU lifts duties on American cars. A German newspaper reported the meeting on Wednesday. The newspaper said Grenell met with executives from Daimler, Volkswagen, and BMW Wednesday at the American Embassy in Berlin. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says thousands of Rohingya refugees continue to flee violence and persecution in Myanmar. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA that the commissioner presented a grim assessment of the precarious situation of Rohingya in Rakhine State to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Zaid Rad Al Hussein accuses the authorities in Myanmar of trying to whitewash its devastating treatment of the Rohingya people. Zaid urges the Security Council to refer Myanmar to the International Criminal Court to investigate all allegations of crimes against humanity and genocide perpetrated against the Rohingya. High Commissioner Zaid says Myanmar indulges in what he calls a pattern of investigative whitewash. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Cameroon is urging children in the eastern part of the country to stop leaving school to work in the gold industry. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Yves Bertrand Alenu is a senior divisional officer in the Lom and Jerem administrative unit. He is going village to village asking locals to leave gold mines alone and for parents to return their child minors to their studies. Alenu says the government has warned parents and instructed Chinese mining firms to stop hiring school-age laborers. But with high demands for gold from China and jobs in eastern Cameroon, there is little enforcement. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Ngura, eastern Cameroon.
Islamic State militants and Taliban insurgents have been fighting fiercely in eastern Kunar for the past 3 days, displacing hundreds of families in the process. Most of the displaced families are composed of women and children. The son of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has reportedly died carrying out a suicide bombing against Russian forces in the western Syrian city of Homs. The Islamic State's Nashir News posted a photograph of a young boy posing with a rifle, claiming he's Baghdadi's son. It did not say exactly when he was killed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.